Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, in advance of his funeral, the Vatican released pictures of Pope Francis lying in his coffin. In Ireland and in many other countries, an open coffin is the norm. But apart from tradition, is there any other reason why we look at the remains of the dead? We're joined by funeral director David McGowan. Afternoon, David.
Morning, John, or good afternoon, John.
Now, in your experience, apart from incidences where there may have been a terrible car accident or something like that, do people always opt for an open coffin?
Oh, 99.5% do.
Yeah.
In Ireland, anyway. It's a culture and it's a tradition, and it's you have to have an open coffin. People can't grieve properly if they can't see that person. Now, in some countries around the world, they have closed coffins and they can't see the person for 3 to 4 weeks after they pass away. Now, they used to always have a bit of a skiff about us around the world about the wake and it was an only excuse to drink and all of that sort of stuff. But the whole therapeutic aspect of it was spending time with the deceased. And there's no point in spending time with the deceased if the lid is on the coffin. So there's the reason why Irish grieve better than anybody else in the world, because they actually have the deceased, they have them looking well in the coffin as if they're asleep, and it does help them down the road to grieve. Viewing, seeing is believing.
Yeah.
And that's in my view, and studying it, I did a bit of studying it, and I looked at a lot of different cultures around the world, and the Irish people are lucky to have that.
Yeah, indeed.
And long may it last.
And do you ever come across people who might be a bit squeamish of being in the same room as a dead body?
Oh, absolutely. Human beings have a fear of death and a fear of seeing anybody dead. Not everybody. Close people want to hug them, they want to kiss them, they want to talk to them, they want to be beside them. Some members of that group may have a problem or a fear of seeing a dead person. But any time ever I come up with that, I'd always encourage them, let me go in with you to the coffin. And you'd see them taking small steps to the coffin. And if you met that person a couple of weeks later, they would thank me for doing that for them. And they'd say to you, it wasn't as bad as I thought. But I'm glad now that I've seen the person. Now, a good example of it, John, is we had COVID, as you know, right? Mm. And a lot of people had to look at closed coffins. And it was one of the things when we did the research after that actually drove a spear through bereaved people, that they couldn't actually see the deceased. And we've heard stories of people taking their person home, but they still couldn't open the coffin and they ended up hugging coffins in the houses, which was totally, in my view, inhumane.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is very important. Well, for... And a lot of countries around the world now are looking at the Irish. And instead of saying, oh, they're having a wake to have an excuse for a big party, whatever, now to see the therapeutic aspect and the psychological aspect of seeing and viewing, it's final. And it helps them start that grieving process. Like if you take Pope Francis laid out at the moment now, there'll be hundreds of thousands going to see him. And can you imagine them filing past the coffin that'll be closed? Like thoughts go through people's head, is he in that coffin? Are you sure he's in there? Or are they just saying he's dead? Seeing is believing.
Yeah.
And for the hundreds of thousands that'll be watching it over the week, it'll give them some consolation that if people are going through there, well, it must be him that's in that coffin. He's there. If he wasn't, they'd be talking about it. So it's a finality of it's a psychological thing.
Yeah, because apparently in the Vatican, at least, that tradition was there to prove that the Pope was actually dead back from the day when people might be suspicious about those kind of things. How do you go about making them look their best? Can that be difficult?
Well that's why it became popular, because we were living in a culture that viewed the body and wanted to take the body home after they pass away. Now, certain things changed in the early 70s that wasn't nearly possible, because the deceased were shown early signs of nature kicking in. And what happened was, with the embalming, it doesn't eliminate the process. It slows down that process and gives the people enough time to sit around that coffin and say goodbye. And that's where the embalming... Now, embalming was ruled out in several countries up until about 5 years ago. especially in Germany and Spain, because when they inter somebody in the ground in Germany, you only rent the space for 5 years. So if you don't pay the extra money to keep the person in there, you'll have to take up the body again and bring it and place it. So they wanted the bodies to decompose so that when they'd lift them, they wouldn't come on a body that was still intact.
Yes.
But that only happened in Germany and Italy. Now that law has been lifted, so everybody can be embalmed now or such.
Yeah.
You know? But we've been practicing that. But how do we make them look good? Well, first we have to control the nature part, and then where we apply the cosmetic and hairstyling and all after that. It'd be pointless, we'll say, doing somebody's hair and making them look good if there was a problem with the deceased underneath all that beauty. So one would take. So what you do is you treat the person first and then you apply the finishes, as a person would do in normal life.
Okay.
First they'd have a shower and then they come out and do their makeup or hair.
Yeah, and the embalming is the embalming for the whole body? Because I suppose most people would be used to, can see the head and the hands.
That's right, it's for the whole body, because the whole body, once cessation of life occurs, once anything is starved of oxygen, you start to decay. That's nature, that's the way we are.
Mm.
And what we do here is, it's like putting somebody on a drip for 2 to 3 hours, that fluid that goes in there just forestalls the decomposition process. But not forever, it's only for 3 to 4 weeks. So the word embalming is a bit of a misnomer, because embalming means mummification, but it's the word that's tagged with the job we do. It really, what it is dialysis in one way. But it's flushing the system out and it slows down the decomposition process. Then you apply your cosmetics, then you make them do the hair and all of that, and have them. It's important to have that part of the job right, because if it's important to see them after they died, for all the things I just said, well, then it is important to have it right.
Yes. And so, and the cosmetics, David, is that like makeup, essentially, you put on them?
Well, yeah, it's makeup for ladies, and you can get, as you do in the RTE studios, you can get makeup for men too. You know, so it's just basically to take the pallor out of the skin. Because what's the most frightening thing you'll see is that you often heard the expression as white as a ghost.
Yes.
So what you try to do is take that pallor out of the skin and give them a normal complexion.
Yeah.
To take that white death look out of the deceased.
Mm.
And somebody that's properly trained can do all that. You know,
yeah.
And it is comforting for the family, because I've seen families that didn't see their loved ones and they have lived with that for all their life. And they'll keep, if I meet them on the street, we've had a funeral in England, I didn't get to see my granny and it still hurts me.
God.
You'll get that. You never get that in Ireland, because 1905. Now, you will get some people, you know, that'll say, look, when I die, I die. Just bring me straight to the crematorium or the burial, and you can have a mass after for me, and like that. You know, every year we will get one or two funerals that will request that.
Mm.
So that's the people's choice. But 99.5% of people will want an open coffin.
Yeah. Would most people, David, touch the corpse, put their hand on the hands or the face even?
Oh, yeah. And kiss the forehead or touch the forehead or... They just want to touch them and say, that's my final goodbye to you now.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of that. And that's why the preparation of the deceased is very important. And you know that whoever's doing it is properly trained, because you protect the public because you expect them to touch them. You expect them. So we would give everybody a bath. We would give everybody, as you would give yourself during life.
Mm.
And then you would dress yourself. And we apply the very same thing, because I believe the spirit is buried, but that's for another day. I believe the spirit is around for about 30 days after you do pass away. And the way we feel is like we're minding the body for the spirit.
Right.
And in doing that, we'll help the family grieve, that they know that it gives a pleasant look, it gives a comfortable look, and you can't see that with a closed coffin.
Yeah, indeed. Why do you think that the spirit hangs around for 30 days?
I'm 100% sure of it now. But that's my opinion. I don't want to be forcing my opinion, but I'm on anyone.
But no, you'd have more of an insight than most, I would have thought.
I did, and I travelled around the country, did a lot of surveying on it, and I went down to the islands and off Ireland, and I went round and I listened and talked to the old people. And a lot of people don't know where a month's mine. In our Catholic tradition, we usually have a mass a month after the person died. And I would often say to people, why do we have a month's mine mass? Like, what's the purpose of a month's mine? Well, it came from the old people. Now, remember, these old people knew how it would rain tomorrow by the way the swallows flew. Hmm. So nature told them what to do. They didn't have any Google or internet. So the old people relied on nature to tell them what to do. But those same old people felt a presence for up to 28 days of that person around them, let it be signs from birds or nature or whatever. So it was decided to have a mass a month after the person died to release the spirit into the next place.
That's
and that was my findings.
That was my
But now I'll tell you, Sean, and your listeners there, I'm 40 years in the business and I'm 40 years surrounded by deceased people and bereaved people. And I've seen things that you couldn't say were just coincidence. So that leads me to believe that there is a spiritual presence after the person. And the person, now, I believe the person after that 28 days or 30 days, I do believe the spirit moves on, goes somewhere else, and I don't know where that is. I get a feeling it's a very pleasant place and it's a very nice place.
God, you'd
hope
so.
There's no greed there, or there's no power, or there's no, you know, there's no skullduggery going on in it. I know it's a level playing field. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
David,
that's my feeling. I'll get it.
Yeah, David, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was David McGowan there of Foley and McGowan Funeral Home and Crematorium. They're in Sligo and Ballina. Shane says, my brother died 10 years ago. He was embalmed so brilliantly. He looked like he was having a nap, literally like he was sleeping. Well done, the embalmer, says Shane. Someone else says, my dear old dad never looked better than when he was laid out in the coffin. And that's kind of, you know, that's a kind of a common Irish thing that people will walk into the wake and go, God, they never look so well, which can be perhaps an indelicate way of putting it.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.